How do you view this game against Cincinnati? Short week. What do you know about them?
What I know about them?
Oh, man.
I think it pretty much. I don't think we got beat by Cincinnati since I've been here. I don't think. And we had two. We got a lot of experience with them. Two playoff game experience with them. Both of those seasons, we played them in the playoff. We played them in the regular season too. You know, we got a lot of experience with that team. I think they're a good team. I think they're always a tough team. It's always a hard win to get, but it's going to be an exciting game. It's going to be here at home. It's going to be a Christmas Eve game. So, you know, Santa give me the present, you know what I'm saying? Win, you know? So I'm excited about it.
Why does it always seem like there's these high stakes when the Bengals play the Texans? What's the deal?
Until you just say, you're right about that. It is. It is. I don't know. But it seems to always kind of line up that way. Either, you know, in the regular season, trying to make it to the playoffs or when we get to the playoffs.
So to be first in defense, how big an accomplishment is that, especially with all the personnel you guys had lost this year, so many good players on injured reserve?
That's huge. Definitely huge, man. Every defense want to be the number one defense in the league, you know, and that's all you can control, you know, is what your defense does. And for us to climb the ranks like we have by just putting that dedicated work in, you know, it's always a good show of a sign for, like, affirmation. Like, okay, the work I'm putting in is working, you know. It's good for something.
And this is Romeo Crennel's, his schemes, his vision. What is it like playing for him?
Man, awesome. We have fun. We have fun here, man. And I think it's just going to get better. I don't even think we've reached – like our peak, you know. I think that we're constantly getting better, you know. We're getting wiser in how to work in the framework of our defense. I'm picking the defense up, you know. That was a hard thing, trying to pick up new terminologies and all that.
What do you think about what y'all been able to do on that side of the ball when you have not had J.J. all year and y'all been able to go make it work anyway?
That's what football is. That's what you got to do. And I guarantee you that's what J.J. demands for us to do, you know what I'm saying? Whenever a player goes down, you know, that's what he want. That's what I would want, you know, if something was to happen to me. You know, it's you want your boys to succeed. You want your brothers to keep striving, to keep working, you know. So that's just what you got to do. And it's nothing else more than this is what you're here for. You're not here just spill in. We can be sorry and that's okay. Nah.
How does the intensity ramp up this time of year? I mean, you can say it's intense all year, but it feels a little more like tangible.
It's kind of like playoffs, yeah. Every game counts here in these last months of the season. Every game counts double because it's life or death. You know, it's you either in or you at home chilling on the couch watching everybody else get to have fun and play, you know, so – that's what makes these games more intense. They're going to get more emotional. You know, no game is going to be easy. Every team is going to fight and strive all the way to the end of each game, you know. And that's the type of football I love.